Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back into The Drive on a Wednesday. You just heard from DeMeco Ryans. We'll hear from C.J. Stroud a little bit later on in this hour. We'll also hear from our guy Brandon Scott in the 4 o'clock hour as another big game, right? We talked about this three-game stretch, and right now the Texans are 2-0. In this three-game stretch against playoff-level teams and the Chiefs, and they will go to Arrowhead, a place they have not had a ton of luck under DeMeco, and try to, I think, end the Chiefs season and really help add to their playoff chances coming up live primetime Sunday Night Football. We just heard from DeMeco, who spoke on a lot of things, and mind you, don't you ask him about last year or game management questions, because he don't want to hear it and don't want to talk about it.
You guys good?
Right? Yeah, baby. Last year was last year. I'm coaching this year's team. Damn it.
Whew.
All right? So don't even think about it. Anything jump out to you in what he talked about set up for this game coming up on Sunday?
Yeah, I think there's a lot there. I think, look, the reassurance, as he did last week with Will Anderson with the chest issue, and he kind of missed a couple of days of practice. I mean, this week it's Woody, it's Kamari, and it's Will Anderson, all from an injury standpoint that are, you know, kind of throw up some red flags. The fact that he said, look, man, they'll be fine. We'll see how the week goes, but they'll be fine. That was reassuring, because those are three players that you desperately need. Obviously, one of your top corners, one of the best edge rushers in the game, and what I think is probably your most important player on the offense right now in Woody Marks. So that was good. You know, I thought I loved his response to about defending Kansas City's speed. He ultimately got to a point where he said, you know what, we got speed also. I like that. The one concern I do have for this team, Ron, I got several, but one of the main ones that's out of their control is what's that weather going to be like in Kansas City? DeMeco played it well. He said, look, you got to be able to play in the cold. The mindset is you go out and you play for 3 hours. It shouldn't be a factor. I'm going to tell you, the weather is a factor.
35 is the high on Sunday, and that's probably around noon. 1 o'clock,
and this is a nighttime
game. 7:20 game, yeah. So I'd assume probably in the 20s.
You're looking in the 20s, outdoors in the elements. I don't care how tough or I don't care how tough you think you are. That's going to impact your team to a certain degree. Maybe not everybody. Maybe not your offensive lineman and your defensive lineman, but that's going to impact your team in some way, shape, or form. It's going to impact your game plan of what you can or can't do. In some way, shape, or form, and it may be in severe fashion, depending on what the wind is like and what the elements are like. So that is a big deal. Now, DeMeco said the right things, but I think that topic, as this week goes on, Ron, I think we got to think and talk about that a little bit more. Maybe look back and see kind of how the weather Maybe not the game where the Dolphins couldn't do anything and y'all's fans had toes and feet.
Yeah, it ain't going to be seven below.
Yeah, it's not going to be that. But that is going to be a problem, and I think that is a big, big deal for the Texans being an indoor team. You know, that practices throughout the offseason, and the main thing is dealing with heat and managing heat. And now all of a sudden, you got to go somewhere where the elements could be a major problem. I do think that changes the game significantly. Therefore,
text line coming through with that, playing in the cold or snow is great.
Yeah.
After first few minutes, you don't really think about it unless you're in Buffalo or Green Bay blizzard. If you can't see 2 to 3 yards in front of you, offense will have an advantage.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. I don't know if
you played in it.
Played in some cold weather. I will agree that it's not as bad for everybody as maybe just a torrential downpour or something like that. But when that ball gets hard, I think it impacts quarterbacks a lot of how you can grip the ball. I think there's a reason that Tom Brady was letting air out of the balls up in New England. And so it changes from a quarterback's perspective. You want to talk about that getting that quarterback center exchange is totally different. The handing a rock off to a running back, all that ball handling stuff is totally different. The way the ball hits your hands when you're a receiver or a pass catcher is totally different. You know, whether I'm not saying it's a huge negative for the Texans. I'm just saying it changes the game. I mean, it changes what you can and can't do and how you approach a game. And so we'll see how guys respond to that. We have no idea how Woody Marks is going to respond to it. We have no idea how Higgins is going to. Now, Higgins playing at Iowa State probably played in some cold, but it's different. It's a different animal. So I do think that is something to keep an eye on.
You would think the Texans are kind of built defensive team, hard-hitting team, a team that ball control type of team. They should fare okay with it. But, yeah, this will be definitely the coldest game they've played in and the coldest temperatures they've been in this season. So that is something to look at. DeMeco Ryan speaking to the media a little bit earlier ago. He was on the coach's show the other night. As we say, every Monday you ought to be listening to DeMeco Ryan's The Coach's Show. One of the first times you hear from him after he's watched the film of the previous game. This was him talking about the keys to the win against Indy, but then he started to talk more about C.J. Stroud. And to me, Clint, when I hear this, I think this is a real dilemma, and you probably know it as well as anybody, that he's got to juggle being C.J. Stroud the rest of the way. Here was DeMeco talking about his quarterback after the Indy game.
I thought CJ's first game back, he stepped in, did some really, you know, good things with the football, finding a lot of different receivers. He did a really nice job of managing the game. Like I said yesterday, there's some throws he probably won't back. But that's also the rust from being out for 3 weeks. That happens. But I felt like he also grew in a sense. So he had some, as I call them, sack saver plays where the defender is on him and he just dirted the ball. Like he's growing, he's making good decisions, and he's continuing to progress and get better. So I'm excited for where he started, and now looking forward to this next week to see how much of a step he can take.
So you went for a guy that's as young as he is, Clint, he has got to be able to juggle. All right, I know what kind of team I got. I know what kind of defense I have. I got to throw some balls in the dirt. Maybe there's a feel, because I think his natural feel, Clint, is I'm going to go make a play. And we see it from time to time. I'm going to go make a play. But many times with this team and how it's set up, hey, kicking is all right. Punting is all right. Kicking a field goal is all right. You know, but also, Clint, I do think they need him to make plays. Like, he's got to juggle at 23 years old, juggle, all right, is this the smart time for me to go and take a risk, as you would say, or how should I play this? I think moving forward, the way this team is built, because they do have a chance to make a run, the way this team is built, CJ's decision-making in the moment of when to really take a risk and be the guy to make the play for the team or to be the one to, as he said, sack-saver plays, throw the ball in the dirt, throw the ball away. And we saw a little mix of it in the game on Sunday against the Colts. But I'm listening and I'm thinking, boy, that is something that he has to deal with very young for what this team needs. They need both of it from him.
Yeah, look, I know a lot of people get sideways when you talk about the Mills and the Stroud deal. I mean, the one thing that Davis Mills did was Davis Mills managed risk very well. Now, I don't know if that's just he's better at it or if it was just happenstance, but when you watch Davis Mills film, it was like if somebody was open underneath, the majority of the time he was getting the ball to him. If there was a shot there to take, even if he missed it, the ball was going to the right spot. And when he did take a risk on first down, he had the wherewithal to come back and go, okay, I don't want to hold the ball now. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to get myself into a third and five or less. Right? He managed the risk associated with playing the quarterback position. He managed it really well. Right? Now, that's exactly what you're talking about is CJ's got to learn. And he's not bad. I'm not saying he's bad. He does a pretty good job. But this offense is predicated on you being elite at it, right? This offense is predicated on you being able to do it in your sleep for four quarters and doing it at an elite level. And so I think this offense, and I think CJ's fit in this offense, which ultimately is going to take you. You're only going to go far. I know this defense is great, but you're only going to go as far as CJ can take you. His fit in this offense and ultimately winning in the playoffs is going to come down to his ability to manage the risk, right? And managing the risk is knowing when to take those shots, when to hold onto the ball, also knowing when, hey, right now ain't the time. And the bigger part of it is be willing to go, okay, I know I got this one-on-one shot outside, but it's second down and 10. I need to get us into a third and short. I don't need to take this low percentage throw, or I don't need to hold the football and wait for this route to get all the way across the field at 24 yards deep at the other side. Like, I don't need to do that. I need to get this into a third and four. Like, knowing how to manage that, I believe, is the biggest factor for CJ in this offense.
But, yeah, but when you look at, like, the next couple of games, like, help, you know, maybe the Raiders game or the Cardinals game, you know, hey, you got to have a different mindset maybe.
Yeah.
But in this game, maybe Sunday, like there's got to be a thought of, I got to make some plays. Like, I think they're going to need CJ to make some plays.
Well, I think thing is, though, on the game's got to dictate that. Like, he can't go into it thinking, I got to go make plays.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Like that, I don't think they want him to, and I don't think this offense asks him to. Now, if the game dictates that you do, then the play calling changes, the aggression changes.
So in your mind, you don't think like, all right, man, we're playing the Chiefs.
No,
we're playing certain teams where, hey, man, we know field goals ain't gonna work. Like I've got to make some plays for my team.
I don't think there's any opponent on this schedule. I don't think there's any opponent they're going to face in the playoffs. I don't think it's what this offense is designed to do. I think, again, if the game dictates it, Seattle jumps out to a 14-0 lead. Hey man, we know at some point we're going to score some points to catch back up with these guys. We may want to change how aggressive we are. I think the whole sole focus going into these games, until the game dictates you do something else, is be smart, stay ahead of the chains. What we've heard repetitively over time, say like there's just, if you do take risk and you do make a, you know, you take a shot down the field, okay, pull the reins back a little bit and understand we got to get this thing back in front of the chains and we got to give ourselves a chance. I think everything is going to come back to, I don't think anything unless, other than the scoreboard, I don't think anything with this defense is going to dictate go out and make plays. Go out and be a playmaker. I just don't.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. I just think it's a tough, however, I think it's a tough thing to negotiate for a young player in your mind of like, all right, how do I play this? I know for the most part, hey, punts, like it's easy. All right, hey, man, it's 17-3. Right, that's easy.
Yep.
But like, hey, man, it's tight. It's close.
First half, tight game. Yeah,
you know, like, God, do I try to stick this in to Nico? Or do it like when is the because I think this team needs both from him. This team needs him to be smart and not put him in situations where he kills him. But they also I think need him to go and make some plays.
But it's you're right. They're at some point. The thing is, can we trust you to call a shot? And if it's not there, you check it down. Can we trust you to call a shot? And if it is there and you throw it and we miss. The next play call, can we trust you to be responsible and get us back ahead of the chains?
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.